Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you someone who wants to become super confident? Well, today I'm going to be talking about one of my heroes, Joseph McClendon, who I've mentioned before, and what he does to really demonstrate confidence and how you can start applying some of his traits today. So thank you for being here and taking the time out to improve your life and therefore the lives of others around you. And stay till the end because I've got a special tip for you. Also, if you've not done so, please leave a rating on Apple or Spotify as it really helps to impact more people's lives. Now, I discovered Joseph McClendon, and actually, as I'm recording this, just before I'm about to fly out for an event with him, where I'm going to be helping the facilitating, but I discovered Joseph McClendon, and if you don't know who Joseph is, he's a psychologist, he's in the personal growth space, he's a high performance specialist, working with some of the top celebrities, some of the top athletes out there, based in America. But I discovered him at a Tony Robbins event, Unleash the Power Within, in October 2020. And I thought, wow, this guy has something when he was on the stage. There was a kind of magnetism in the way that he gets the audience drawn to him and he delivers messages. And he's taught me a lot since. I went away and thought, right, I've got to learn more from this guy. Obviously, that Tony Robbins guy was a pretty impressive guy as well. But Joseph had something about him, a different sense of confidence. I went through his programs, read his books, and actually had some conversations with him in team meetings as well. And was fortunate enough to become a team lead in his neurocoding community. Like I say, he's got several decades in his psychology and personal growth and high performance. So we can learn a lot from him. He's a guy that when he turns up on stage, he's got this big smile and like everyone starts becoming happier. He's got this kind of magnetic energy. And actually one of his courses is called Magnetic Megapreneur, which I took, which definitely improved my life when I started in using and embodying some of it. So let's go through some of the things Joseph says that you can start practicing. The first one is he embeds certainty in himself. Not the kind of certainty that most people make the mistake of having in that I've got to be certain this job's for life. I've got to be certain this relationship's for life. I've got to be certain this is going to happen. That's going to happen. No, because we can't be certain of anything in life. The only thing we can be certain of is obviously we're born, we die, and a certainty in ourselves. And Joseph does that. He has certainty that whatever situation is thrown at him, he will deal with it. He has certainty that he's going to deliver on stage every single time. And he does that by using quite a lot of the tools that I've used to change my life. Things like incantations. An incantation is a different version of an affirmation. When you say something using the words, I am, like I am magnificent, I am wonderful, but with emotional intensity. That's some of the things he does to embed certainty within himself. So he has a phrase before he comes out on, he has a mantra before he goes out on stage that he says to himself, an incantation rather, I was getting there. The second point is he keeps things simple and doesn't overthink. One of his classics is he teaches in a really, it's not patronizing, it's more of hilarious, but he teaches people how to smile. He literally tells people to lift their lips into a smiling motion. He says, that's how you can be happier. He keeps it really, really simple. That people don't do the simple stuff. We overcomplicate it. And that's why he feels so confident, because he just keeps things simple. The third point that I learned from him is he frames things in the right way. And that's mainly for his language. And one example was when the pandemic first hit and all his events were getting cancelled, as many sort of top coaches and world-class experts were. And he admitted he is in a bit of a challenging situation, but then he went to the mirror and said, what do I get to do now? That's a great way of framing things. So he always frames things to give him that power, that excitement, that fun in his life. So start thinking about when something perhaps you didn't expect or didn't want comes into your life. Say, how am I going to use this to benefit myself? How am I going to overcome this? Sometimes when I get in a challenging situation, I think, what's the great story and message I'm going to be able to tell people that I've done, that I've overcome? The fourth point, and this is, I'm very passionate about this point because this is a mistake many people make. He receives praise very, very well. When someone claps him, when he goes on stage, when someone says, you're amazing, he's like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And not in an arrogant way, not in a I'm above you way, but in a thank you, I appreciate your love and respect, I'm going to take it in. It is an insult and, quite frankly, awkward if you don't accept someone's praise. Because I used to be like this, by the way. I used to be like, oh, no, I didn't really do much. I'm insulting the other person. It is selfish not to accept praise because you're insulting the other person, telling them they're a liar. And you're also not taking in those compliments that therefore create the best version of yourself. And it's telling you, you're sending yourself a message to not do something again because you're telling yourself what you did wasn't right. And therefore you're not going to impact as many people or be the best version of you by not taking in praise. So not taking in praise is not only an insult to the other person, but it's selfish. It's very, very selfish. Okay. And when I realized that, that's when I started improving my life. When someone compliments me, I go, oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate you too. Say that back to them. The fifth point, and Joseph's very good example. He goes, oh, thank you. Thank you. He takes it in very well. And then the fifth point, he has a mission wider than himself, Tony Robbins talks about this as well. One of the strongest ways to confidence is to believe you're doing something wider than yourself. When we get caught on ourselves, what we look like, what we're doing, that's when we get in our head. That's when life isn't as good. When we start focusing on other people and what we can do, that's when life gets better. And we believe we've got a purpose, we've got a cause. And by the way, you'll hear these things on personal growth, like find your purpose, blah, 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 blah. You don't have to, you're not going to find it straight away. You're going to have to experiment things and it can change. But when you've got a mission or you're doing something just even small for someone else, that's going to build you more confidence because you know you're doing it for more than yourself. So which one of these or these are you lacking in? Which one could you do with more work on? If you don't start changing things, your life won't change. I had to work on so many of these. Like I've talked about, I used to be really bad at receiving praise, which was selfish and an insult to the other person. I used to frame things in the wrong way, like, oh God, what's going to happen today? Or overthinking things. All of these I used to struggle with. And learning from Joseph really, really helped me, even though I was already on my self-confidence journey, helped me improve even more. So what are you going to do? What are you going to take away from what I've talked about? Okay, and then my final bonus tip for you is Joseph's always having fun. If we make life too hard, too pressured, too stressful, we're not going to have a good relationship with ourselves. We're going to rebel. We're going to be like, oh, it's so hard. Oh, why? And then you just be hard on yourself. So make sure you have fun as well. That's what I got for you today. Thank you so much for listening. I respect you for taking the time out to improve your life and therefore the lives of others around you. If you've appreciated this, please share it with friends and family and give this a rating on Apple or Spotify podcasts. I appreciate you and keep working on that self-confidence every single day.